Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Psychic Reading Sundays with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I love that music. It's just kind of soft and mellow to bring in the day. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome.
I love
welcome,
that music,
welcome.
Too. That is really nice.
I tell you. Oh, and by the way, y'all, we got Miss Brenda as a guest reader today. And, well, let me just say this. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Linus. So glad you're joining the show, either by listening audience, phone calls are in the chat room. One question per caller, please. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also a Reiki master and a psychic. I have 40 years of experience as an accurate reader. I also do tarot readings, Chinese readings, yes, I do, past lives, and I also connect to loved ones that have passed on, and I do angel readings as well, tell you who your angels are. Like time, it is always constant, so is our lives. I see an imprint of the future. Sometimes things come to pass, other times it changes. Remember, we all have free will and choices in this life. For a more in-depth reading from me, contact me at theessenceofsuccess.com. That's one whole word sentence, theessenceofsuccess.com. My hours for doing readings during the week is Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do not work on the weekends, but I can be reached on Facebook if you want to schedule, if you don't go to my website. And that's at facebook.com, the Essence of Success Network. Now, today we've got Brenda with us. She comes in every now and then. Brenda's also a numerologist as well as a psychic. She sees imprints as well. And, of course, you know, we got Nina in the chat room. So a couple of things I wanted to do, three things. Number one, happy birthday, Aquarius, to all of my Aquarius folks. Happy birthday to you. The new moon began on the 20th, which was last week. And, of course, on the 21st, Mercury retrograde. Yeah, I know. We don't like to hear about that for 3 weeks. But anyway, Mercury retrograde began on the 21st of January, and it will continue into February the 11th. So you might want to mark your calendar.
And you're probably feeling it right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's Brenda. We sure are. I was just telling Brenda prior to the call, I had bought a brand new living room set, and I had a problem. I had to take that back and get something replaced. And then also I had bought a Scentsy. If anybody knows what Scentsy burners, you put a little wax cube in them, and it makes your house smell good. Three times I have been back because the burners weren't right. I'm done now. I'm done. I'll go to another store and buy. But I'm having product problems during Mercury retrograde. That's what I'm feeling. Is product problems. I don't know. What about you, Brenda and Nina? Are y'all feeling anything during this Mercury retrograde?
I'm laying low.
Okay.
I'm laying low. Even my financial stuff, I took care of that on the 20th, so that Mercury retrograde, whatever happened, it was outside of my involvement. But,
amen.
Yeah, generally your mechanical things are going to really, you know, test you. So if I
wait on
that sensei thing until after it's over.
Yeah, I will, honey, I will. Also, let me tell you that what one other when you were talking about the sensory. Well, anyway, go ahead. I was thinking of something. Yeah, hopefully everybody paid their bills before the 20th, because otherwise. Oh, that's it. Mercury retrograde. Remember, don't buy any big ticket items. Don't start a new relationship during this time. Don't start a new job during this time from the 21st to the February 11th. And I'll tell you why. It will not work out. There will be numerous problems, so you don't want to do any of those things. And like Brenda just said, she's lying low during these 3 weeks, because also communications can be a problem. You can have problems with your computer or with your car, whatever. During this time, you want to just kind of like Brenda, just take it low. Don't get into arguments with anybody. Try and make sure that the structure of your everyday living is, you know, it's okay. It's passable. You don't have any problems. So that's one thing to think. But we felt it earlier through my daughter and Brenda's cousin, because she was in a bus accident, and that was like the day before. So, yep, Mercury retrograde, sometimes you can feel it a little bit before and also a little bit after too. Right, Brenda? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit afterwards. So,
well, what are you going to say, Nina?
It's Nina, but, yeah, you can feel it. For sometimes 5 days before, 5 days after, and then after that you should be free and clear. I know I'm not feeling mechanical things going wrong, but I am extremely jittery. I mean extremely. So I am going to do a little bit of smudging tonight, and hopefully that will get rid of that.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that's something to do. Yeah, give us some ideas on how to get through it.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, smudging, if you know how to do that, please do. If not smudging, those of you that know how to clear your chakras. Go and if you don't know how to do that, just do some deep meditations, clear your mind, make it just positive, love, light, bring in the light, surround yourself in white light. Do whatever you can that's positive. And keep it that way while Mercury is in retrograde, because otherwise you're going to feel like I do right now, really jumpy, really nervous, like something's going to happen. And, yeah, it may happen. So, yeah, white light, surround yourself in that.
Yeah.
Well, Nina, you know, pretty, you know, she's, you know, all those other abilities going on. And some people are more sensitive, as you know, or if you don't know, some people are more sensitive to other energies. And some of you may not feel a thing. You won't notice it. And, hey, that's great. But if you find that there's things that are always just a little bit off, that's the Mercury retrograde, and that has a lot to do with all those different energies and gravitational pulls of different planets in their specific positions.
Yeah.
And when's the last day of it, Nina?
February 11th.
That's Mel's birthday.
Nice birthday present.
I know. That's a heck of a birthday present, huh? Happy birthday, Mercury retrograde in Mel. Oh. All right, y'all. Let's get started and start helping some folks here. Thank you for calling in today, and thank you for being in the chat room. And remember, we do this in love with love. All right. Okay, and our first caller coming up is area code 559. You're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Gwendolyn.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How you doing, woman?
I'm blessed.
Good.
I can say that. I am blessed. I'm going to be short. I have a question for you, because I have not had a good week.
Did you just hear us talking about Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, I heard you. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that
is.
Could be part of it.
The friend that you and I had talked about, he's not the problem. It's his little sister. Confusion has been flying through here like I don't know what. This little girl won't shut her mouth. She has caused confusion for him. And for me, my heart been broke for the last 3 days about some things she said.
Oh, honey.
I chose not to talk to her. Those are the people I was talking about that came back into my life after 42 years. She keeps causing problems for him. And I talked to him on the phone, and he's more hurt and angry that she hurt me. I don't know what to do. I've just cut her off. I have not called her. I have not did anything. But I couldn't hold it anymore. I just burst out crying, and I said, why would she do that to me? I never did anything to her, ever. She was like my little daughter. So I wanted to know, what can I do about helping him, and what do I do with her?
Well, first thing I want to tell you, Gwendolyn, when you go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, pull up prayers. There's a cleansing prayer on there that you not only need to do for you, you do for him, and do for her too. So you're going to do it three times. You're going to do the prayer for yourself, call out your name, do the prayer for him, call out his name, and yes, even do the prayer for her, because, you know, God loves all of us, even the bad, the good, and the ugly. He still loves us all. So do the cleansing prayer for her as well.
I'm getting a lot of jealousy off that kid.
Yes.
Shut
up. That's what I got, too, that she was jealous of Gwendolyn because of the relationship with her brother.
That's exactly it.
That's what I got. Okay. I wanted to tell her first the cleansing prayer because I wanted to put some power out there for her, him, and as well as for her, but, you know, put some power on it. But, yeah, I got that, too, Brenda, that she is jealous of Gwendolyn. Why? I don't understand. She's a young woman. Why is she jealous? That's good that her brother and Gwendolyn have a relationship. That's a beautiful thing.
We've been friends for 42 years. I called her my little girl, my sister. I haven't done anything to that girl.
You don't have to.
No, you don't.
It's irrational, remember? The green-eyed monster, it's irrational.
Why? What, jealous? Oh, come on.
Listen, Gwendolyn, you could meet somebody that looks like some supermodel and is just has like millions and millions of dollars and lives in the most fabulous house in the world. And when you encounter them, even if it's in a soup kitchen and you guys are both trying to help out folks during the holidays, they will take instant disliking to you because they may find out that you got family that love you, or you're just happy with who you are. They're just you have something they feel they don't have, or your ability to do something they feel they don't have. And nobody can really figure that out because it's irrational.
It doesn't make sense.
That's who I am.
That is who I am. I love helping people. I enjoy seeing people happy. I've done it all my life.
But you know, like Brenda said, jealousy is irrational, and it's just there's something missing in her life, and for some reason she's pigeonholed herself on you. You know what I mean? Like she's narrowed in on you, but it's something in her life that's missing. Because otherwise, she shouldn't even be jealous. If anything, she should be happy for her brother and happy for you. You know, so you know how they say misery likes company, right? She's miserable in her life, and she wants to drag you down. For what? What purpose would that serve? Not none at all. You know, Brenda's right. She's missing something in her life. But when you do the cleansing prayer, that will help immensely. It will help immensely. I have to catch myself. I see telling you with some salt and throw salt on her. No, don't do that. You know, my mind gets to going when people be jealous like that. Like, oh, you jealous? Okay, let me give you something to be jealous about. But anyway, that ain't right. No, you got to do it the right way. That's why I told you go to my website and pull up prayers and do the cleansing prayer because you want to do it right. You want to be blessed. We're in Mercury retrograde, so you don't want to add to it. You want to bless it and make it better, not, be worse. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying doing the cleansing prayer. But that's just her. No, you haven't done nothing. You haven't done nothing. Like Brenda told you, that's just her. That's just on her. And I'm sure you both have been hurt by her behavior and her actions. So the only thing I can say is just pray on her. And you know what? She needs to find her a man. She needs to go get her some booty and get the hell out of y'all's business. Okay?
Thank you.
That's the bottom line. She needs to get out of y'all's business, as they say, and go find her own. Find her own business.
But he ain't.
Yeah.
Actually, he's not... He ain't mine anyway, because I have some fun. But it's we've been so close for all these years, and then to come back in each other's life and be friends. We're good friends.
Yeah.
And then this happens. I don't know. I just let her alone. Mm. I didn't. I told him, please tell your sister don't call my house. Don't say anything. I don't even call her.
Good. And leave it like that.
Just leave it alone.
Leave it like that, Gwendolyn, until she's ready to come around and apologize to you for her actions. Yeah. Cut her loose.
Okay.
So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's what Mercury retrograde is showing you right now, is that it's not to be anymore. It's done. You've done all that you can do, so it's done. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to cut people out of your life, believe me. Brenda would tell you that, and so would Miss Nina. Sometimes you have to cut people out. It's like a cancer to you, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody wants cancer or heart or diabetes, and people can give it to you just by their actions, because now your emotions are involved in your hurt. Now, that's havoc on your body. That's not fair to you. So you just cut it loose. Yep.
Hey, listen, I knew a man, I knew a couple. It was the older couple that got married. They're my... best friend's parental unit, you know, the stepdad, whatever. Well, anyway, he'd never been married, had no children, but he was really close to his sister, and she actually lived down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she used to come over whenever she wanted to the house. And when they moved into his house, you know, the wife is like, all of a sudden, I'd, you know, walk into the kitchen and she'd be in there cooking something, or... Like, she didn't have her own kitchen. And she had a boyfriend, but she just, I think she just, it's like she felt fearful that she was going to be replaced in that relationship by his new wife. And, you know, thankfully, they're still going strong, because they actually have a good marriage. But finally, you know, they started going to counseling, and the counselor's like, you need to get your sister to respect your relationship.
Right.
Siblings and stuff like that can get really kind of weird, you know, with some people. You know, sometimes it's the actual lover of the person that gets just of the sibling relationship. Sometimes it's the other way around. So I'm with Lennis, just send her love. And, you know, when she's around, just, you know, don't even react to her stuff. But, you know, just, you know, continue to pray for her. And if he's not strong enough to deal with it, then, you know, it might come down to a point where you're like, yeah, I think I'd rather not be in a situation where I kind of have to have stress and strife. I mean, we can just deal with our friendship separately.
After all... I don't want that to happen. Well,
he might have to, you know, put his foot down. You know, he may be so used to her doing that stuff, he doesn't really think about how it could possibly negatively affect his life in all phases. So, you know, you stay sweet, you send the love, and you pray. And, you know, if it gets to the point where she starts getting really physical or something like that, it's like, you know, I really care about you and I adore you, but I just think that maybe there's some things that need to be worked out between you and your sister, and leave it at that.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't say no more. Mm-hmm.
No more. Okay.
Yep.
You'll be fine.
That's what I feel too. I don't feel bad for Gwendolyn. She'll be okay. Yep. And the guy
will.
Like you say, he just needs to talk to his sister. So. Okay. All right, Gwendolyn. I'm glad you called. And please look up prayers until you come down to the one you'll see cleansing prayer. Okay?
Okay. I'm doing that right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gwendolyn, and have a good
week. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next caller. Next caller, area code 646. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Battle. Hello, how was everyone this evening? I don't
good.
Have
good. Would you say it's Val? Val is your name?
Battle.
I'm sorry?
B-A-T-T-L-E. B-A-T-T-L-E, like the Mike.
Ship. Like the ship.
Oh, Battle. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, go ahead.
I don't have a specific question. I just would like to get whatever you're feeling or whatever comes to you.
Yeah, but that's too broad. I need something to focus on.
Too broad?
Yeah, romance, partnership, jobs. Give me something to focus on.
Children.
And then I can get an answer.
My children. Yes.
Okay. You've got a young one that's really pulls at your heartstrings. Very rebellious. And the other one, another one, is it a male? I see him being kind of like a, not pacified, panacea. What do I want to say? He goes along with the program. He tries not to make too many issues. He kind of goes along with whatever. But the younger one, that one I see that is trouble. I see you two, it's almost you're so much alike that you're battling each other. But she pulls, is it a daughter, pulls at your heartstrings?
Yes, well, I have three daughters, so.
Okay, well, it's the youngest one.
I'm not picking up
problems on the other two.
Okay,
so the middle one goes along with everything. The oldest one is the strongest one. I see she has a lot of strength and courage. The middle one just kind of goes along with the flow, but that youngest one is, I see you and her going at it. She sometimes don't want to listen. Am I close? Am I on it?
The first thing that came up with Battle was that one of them really, really sort of idolizes you, or they see you as being, I don't know if they say it to you, but they really see you as being an amazing person. Like, so they idolize you. But there's one of them that just doesn't care. Like, it's like they just seem oblivious to whatever it is you're doing. And I've been trying to sort of explore what that is. I'm not sure about the third one, but the other one who doesn't really care, it's almost like you did something or you said something and they took it to mean something completely in a whole nother way. And now they're, you know, and it's just built up in their head that, you know, you're immaterial to them. Sometimes children get hurt because they perceive something wrong, and then they just think that's the way you are, even though they didn't get the whole story.
Okay.
You would know what that is.
No.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. You might need to communicate with them. But are we explaining your children to you correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
So
the young one is
the father's not in the household anymore?
No.
Yeah. Whichever one seems to be closest to the dad, I think, is the one, or wants to be, is the one.
That's the one that's rebellion. Yeah. Rebellious.
But literally that child has misinterpreted something. It would be almost, now this is an example, I'm not saying this is your family, it would be almost like when a parent asks another to leave the household because they either took all the money and gambled it, or, you know, were having an affair with, you know, your mother or your brother or the dog, whatever, And the kid, all they hear is that you're making the dad leave. And so they think that you've basically ruined everyone's life.
I see.
So they have, like, they sort of shut down to protect themselves, but they have this really long thought process. And they've been building on it for a while.
Okay.
So, yeah, Lennis is right. You might need some communication things with them, but they're not, even if you were to somehow tell them the truth, they're not really going to listen, not without some kind of other intervention. They may, over time, figure it out, but that's one of those ones that's hard to crack.
Well, it's just that they don't, that younger one, she doesn't understand. And you're right.
Yeah.
She has an affinity for her dad, and she doesn't understand. So some truths, not everything, because you don't tell your kids everything, but some things need to come out that at her age, in her mind, she understands what's going on. And this is why mommy's over here and daddy's over there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not.
You understand.
Anyway, I hope that it's hard to say to a parent, but I hope that you can just, you know, understand. As children go through all these different phases, and so try, if you can, to, you know, go with the joy and the love in your own life, because eventually children sort of figure that out. I mean, it may take years, but when they do, it's a real big epiphany for them. And, you know, it'll mend what seems to be sort of jagged. But just, it's real important for you to be, you're ever, like, don't try not to get too depressed or grim about it. Just try to be like, okay, you know, everybody, you know, da-da-da, be in a more positive light, because it'll help to lift things eventually.
Okay.
And the other siblings will sort of be like, you know, mom's always did everything great for us. What's wrong with you? And eventually they'll see. I just
okay.
hope you're not going to let them hold you back into a dark light. That's what I'm hoping.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, let me tell you this. I'm picking up diabetes on your middle child, so you might want to have her test it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm picking that up pretty strong. And something about the oldest one's leg. The leg, the knee, something about, or hip. But it's something I'm picking up about her leg or hip. Something
okay.
that has to do with bone. Okay, it has to do with bone. Yeah.
Okay, bones for the oldest one and diabetes for the middle one.
Yeah, just have her check. It's not bad. It's like juvenile diabetes. It's real, just beginning.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying, having her test. She might have to change her eating habits a little bit. It's not full-blown, no. You don't have to worry about that. It's at the initial start. But the other daughter, the oldest one that I'm picking up on this bone, it's like it's been bothering her for a while, and she probably just hasn't thought anything too much about it. But she
mm-hmm.
needs to have that, her bones checked out in that leg. Yeah.
Okay.
She might have, like, early onset of arthritis. And young people can get arthritis, you know what I mean? They don't
okay.
have to be 50 years old to get it. It's just, you know, it comes up in there. So nothing
right.
real bad, just something to check on. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're welcome. Oh,
Thank
you're
you,
most
God
welcome.
Bless.
God bless you, too. Okay. Well, it's back to me and you and Nina. Anything that y'all want to talk about, we probably want to talk about, I don't know what Nina's doing in the chat room, but anything you want to talk about psychically, maybe going on?
Let's see.
Now, it's in the
oh.
sign of Aquarius. Go ahead, Brenda.
Yeah. You meant I couldn't ask my question?
No, ask a question. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, yeah. So, will I be walking? Will I be walking in my commencement address for my doctorate. This in 2015 or in 2016?
Okay. Let me ask. I see that you could do it in the winter. I'm seeing November and December, but it looks like you wait till the spring to walk, I think for better weather, and everybody's able to come. It looks like the springtime, like I'm seeing April. April's coming up, like you walk, you're done. You're done, and you can do this. You could walk in November or December, but you got your credentials and everything, but you're just waiting till April, till the weather gets a little bit better.
Yeah,
do it, because it looks like then everybody's able, you know, people are able to fly in and come to the graduation. So,
well,
but you'll
I don't
be done.
Go to
it looks like.
I don't want to go to Florida, so that means I'm going to miss my graduation date of May, and I'll finish it up at the end of this year, which means I can either walk in January in Florida or in, I think, August. In Maryland, so it sounds like I'm going to do the walking next year. I mean, I'll graduate, but I'll do the commencement.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that makes sense.
Well, people do that. They go back to walk. You know, they've got their degree and went on their way, but they go back for the walk, And
right.
So you should. And so you should. So,
Thank you. That's pretty much,
You got a time limit in your life about something that I think you already know, and I'm seeing six really strong now. Right now I'm seeing six. 6 weeks to 6 months, really strong. But there's a time limit. I'm seeing that really strong right now. I don't know why the angels are showing me that. I guess you need to know this. You know what it's about, but it looks like more like 6 weeks. And they're telling me now it could be down to 4 weeks instead of six.
I think
I think it's months.
It's months? Okay.
It's months.
Okay.
6 months, and Brenda and I both know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barry Bainbridge, yeah.
It's Barry Bainbridge for sure, and that's going to happen in July.
Oh, you think it's the publishing? Oh, Nina, smooth move. The time limit. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that could be.
Yeah, it could be Barry Bainbridge. Because that July is, how far away is July?
6 months.
6 months. Yeah.
Wow.
6 months,
That is it. Oh, Aunt Lynn, look at there.
Yeah,
that is definitely happening. That's so funny.
Yes. You got to be around the water, girl. I need to come out and be around the water. I need to sit on the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the ships roll away.
We've already. Yeah, no, seriously, we're there. It's so funny because I keep seeing the moving people, like, and telling them what to move.
Nina, there is. Go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off, Brenda, but right now, Nina, I'm being shown you got a big surprise coming. My God, you've got the smile. I'm seeing the Cheshire Cat in the Oz. What's that, the Wizard of Oz? That cat that has a huge smile when he's talking to her. That's what I see, Nina. It's like in a couple of weeks, but it's a big surprise, and it's good. I mean, my God, you can't quit smiling. Yeah, you can't quit smiling. I don't know what it is, but it's huge.
Financial.
Yeah, so for her, that's a good Mercury retrograde. It's like, it's a big, huge blessing. Whatever it is, it's big, because they're showing me the cat, and he's just smiling and smiling.
Awesome. Yeah, we are. We're there. Levitating mindsets, man. We're making a lot of things happen.
Hello.
We certainly are.
You know what? Why don't y'all talk about that a little bit since we – wait, I'm sorry. We got a call. Hold on. We'll get back to levitating mindsets. Area code 423. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Renee.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Hi.
Okay. What can we help you with this fine day, this Sunday afternoon? or evening.
Yeah, it's evening here, not here. Well, it's almost 7. Anyway, I was calling about relationship with this guy I've been in for about the last year and a half. I was just wanting to know, you know, if he really is my soulmate. I feel like he is, and I've been told he was.
Okay, just give me his first name. That's all.
Chris.
Okay, we will concentrate on Chris. Is Christopher his given name, and everybody calls him Chris? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. He moves a lot slower than you do.
He does what?
He moves a lot slower than you do in his mindset about things. He's more cautionary about the relationship.
Okay. So he's moving slower in his mind.
It's not that he doesn't want it. He's just very cautionary. So.
Okay.
You know, like when you know you're ready, you're ready. He may
know he's
ready, but he's the kind of person that would sort of tell himself, well, no, just hold on, even if it's something he wants.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. The fact he's with you still is a really good thing. Now, we'll hear what Lennis has to say, but.
Did he just have a birthday recently?
No, it was August.
So he is a Virgo. He's an earth sign. When is his birthday in August?
He's a Leo.
He's a Leo? Why am I picking up earth? I keep picking up earth. Okay. So he's a fire sign. I kept picking up earth. He must have earth strong in him because being a fire sign is slow. The fire is usually moving. So he must have earth. There's something. Maybe his rising sign is the earth sign. I see good. I'm not picking up anything bad about this guy at all.
I'm not either.
Good. No,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy, Renee. What do you want from him that he's not doing? Because I'm not picking up anything bad. Okay. Well, you two get
married.
That's
why I said he's slow, Alice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know he loves her,
slower.
So I'm not picking up anything. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have to laugh because it's like now the angels are showing me the turtle and the rabbit. Remember in the rabbit beat the – no, the turtle beat the rabbit, didn't it?
Right,
after it took so long, but the turtle – okay. That's why they're showing me because I feel like laughing. So he's like the turtle. He'll get there. You'll
get
married,
there.
But it'll be slow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But
all
he
right,
definitely
that's
wants to be there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah. He ain't going nowhere. Yeah, they're together.
And we've already
been
together a year and a half, so I'm just wondering how much.
Oh, you guys will be together, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt you'll be together. I'm seeing 2017, a marriage. I see it in 2017.
Wow.
And it's just before the winter. Just before winter, like, you guys might plan this around Thanksgiving, which is beautiful. I mean, who doesn't want to be thankful for their marriage? But I see it right before Thanksgiving is a wedding.
Okay.
Which is a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I see 2017.
Yeah.
Sorry that you're looking at another couple of years, but it will happen. In fact, you'll be in a home. It looks like at that time that he's buying a new home for the both of you to live in. So and you're going with him to look at the house. So it's a new home for the two of you to start together.
Okay, nope.
Yeah.
I have one now, but having another one would be all right.
Whatever you both have right now is fine, but you two are going to look for, in 2 years' time, you're going to be looking for a house that it begins with you two, not where he's been, not where you, this is a new beginning. So this is like when you walk across that doorstep, this is brand new for both of you. So it will truly be you guys' home. Not a home from the past or whatever. Maybe you may rent your house out or whatever. But, so not only will you be getting married, but you'll be in your own home, you guys, starting out.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It is.
Yep. Yep, he's your guy. Like Brenda said, he's just slow.
So.
Look at him like a turtle.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
He ain't going nowhere. He's going to be right there with you. He loves you dearly. And like I say, even though he's a fire sign, he's got earth strong in him,
mm-hmm.
in rising or his moon, but it's strong. So, yep, he's there. What do you say? He's there for everything.
And Leos are loyal. They are loyal. So,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, I've been told that we were a good match, you know. I'm a Libra.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
she
works.
Gives him balance, and he gives her the substance, solidity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't have to worry. Because he's slow, he's assured. So
mm-hmm.
when he says it's done, it's done. You don't have to worry about it. You know, it's like if a bill came in, he says, honey, it's paid. Oh, okay. You don't even give it a second thought. That's how he is.
Right.
Not, okay,
oh, that's
yeah.
good.
It's done. Yeah.
Good deal. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all much.
Oh, you're most welcome, and God bless you in your relationship. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You don't see that too often, so, yeah, God bless you both.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Renee, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
well,
that's a good feeling.
Huh?
No, I said that was a good feeling. A
mm-hmm.
good feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was going to say, don't push too much. Just, you know,
yeah.
But don't push too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about you? What are you seeing about the future?
Well, my future is getting ready to go through a big change here the last week of this month because I'm going to do a lot of clearing of stuff, connection of cords, you know, how we're connected to people by cords in the spiritual realm. I'm cutting cords, so there's some freedom there, and aura cleansing, I'm going to do that. So, yeah, the last week of this, in fact, we are on the last week of this month, but, yeah, I feel it's going to be an immense change. It'll push me forward, that I'll really, you know, finish a book and get some other things done. I'm in that direction, so it's going. It's going.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, let me ask the epitome question that a lot of people ask when they call in. My love life. What can you and Nina tell me about my love life? Do you see anybody coming? So let me reverse it. I'll put it on you and Nina. Do you see anybody coming in my love life?
Not right now, Lana. I'm not seeing anybody in the immediate future. I see
somebody permanent.
Yeah. There's not anybody permanent, not right now. I think towards the fall could be somebody then, but not right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not in the game for that. It's almost what I'm reading off you is like it'd be nice to have somebody permanent. But I'm not really, it's almost like you think you got to give something up. You're going to have to let go of that thought process or you're not going to let them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm picking up too. You're your biggest block. You need to release something before.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, other relationships don't have anything to do with where we are in a relationship. We choose how to be. We can choose. But when you're constantly reacting to old luggage, that's why it's good you're going to clear, then, you know, even when, you know, somebody says something like you could be out to dinner and it's one of those classic things. It's like you're always doing that. And it's like, well, I just met you like, you know, 2 weeks ago. It's like, how do you get to always... Because you've attached somebody else's junk to them. So, Yeah. And you won't realize you're doing it. But, it, you know, it could really back someone away that is really looking to connect with your true essence and be there all the time.
That's why I'm doing the etheric cord cutting and an aura cleansing, energy shielding. I'm doing all that this week. I'm just going to take one day and go through, and it's probably going to take a few hours, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, clear your chakras.
Open up.
Open up that heart chakra.
Yeah. I open it up for everything except a man. Isn't that cold?
No.
I can open it up for everything except a man.
Okay, you know how we always tell everyone to write down the qualities they want in their significant other? You need
Is
to
it
do
Jesus?
That
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You need to do that as well for yourself, Lennis.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything you want in a partner, you need to put that down, and I mean everything. Write it
Make
down.
Accept that you deserve it.
Yes. And open that heart up. Open up that heart chakra for yourself. I'll help
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay. Well, yep. That's what I'm going to be doing. So
yeah,
I can
Nino, get
let
the
love,
going.
Let that kind of male love come in. Everything else, I love, 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 love. You know, I love. There's no stopping or anything. I have an open heart, but it's just getting to that point. You know.
Well,
that's all right.
What, Nina?
I'll send the Reiki and it will help.
Yeah, because if you're expecting disappointment, guess what you're going to get?
Yeah. It's disappointment, yeah. No, I'm not. I want a free spirit like me, somebody that understands life, you know, and understands the good and the bad, but have at least a universal understanding about life.
Well, let me ask you, do you think there's somebody out there like that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I know my mate's out there. I just haven't met him. As they say, their mate. But, yeah, I just haven't met him yet because I haven't opened myself up for him to come in.
Well, I stopped saying I haven't met him yet because that can be blocking some serious good possibilities.
Yeah, he might already be around, Glennis.
Well,
no. Yeah, that's true. Listen, I was shocked when Tim got in touch with me as a date to go to the hockey game. I was like, Tim? Really? Are we really? And he goes, yeah, you're my date. I was like, oh, my God. And I've known him for years, so out of the blue, I was like, wow.
You seem to forget that you make a huge impression.
Yeah, you do, Leonard.
Yeah, that's the part of the self-worth that you're not accepting.
You are
a
fantastic, loving, remarkable woman. And everybody feels that. They don't even have to be around you. They just have to hear your voice, and they know that about you. So, yeah, accept that. Be that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, folks, is what levitating mindsets is all about.
Hey.
Yes, talk about levitating mindsets. Thank you.
Oh, Nina.
Well, levitating mindsets is a movement. And basically, it's a movement starting with the four of us. We are on this journey to becoming remarkable people and accepting the fact that we love each other, we love ourselves. Most of all, we love ourselves first. And then we go on to loving others and opening up our mindset to include all possibilities in people, places, animals, things, whatever. But opening up our minds and accepting what is out there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Trying to help people not create, but realize their magnificence.
Well, yeah, create. That's a good word. Because you are creating a new reality for yourself, right?
We call it
manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But I also like to say that the brilliance is already there. Hence that one show, BYO Brilliance. I believe it's already there. I just think that society is done its damnedest to make us forget that, you know, we're remarkable, that we're priceless, that there's never going to be another one like us. There's no gem on this earth more priceless than an individual. And there's no one. I don't care if you're a triplet, a twin, or an octuplet. You're never going to be like anyone else that has ever been and will ever be. They may look like you. They may sound like you. They may have the same amount of money in their bank account, but they're not you. And when you're gone, just remember this, when you're gone, the energy of the entire universe changes because there's nothing else that can replace you. That in itself has to tell you how amazing you have to be to come into this world, that God made you. So no one else, God made you, you. So with levitating mindsets, we believe that once you get your head in the game, it'll change your life for beyond your wildest dreams. That's what we believe. And we believe that if we can push this movement of levitating our mindsets, eventually your mindset's going to lift, the people around you, their mindsets are going to lift, your society, your state, your country, and just imagine where the world's going to be. Just imagine. Mm.
Could you, Brenda, you or Nina, speak a little bit about your Monday show, LMB Empowerment, because you've got a thing going right now.
Yeah, Nina.
Monday's show is at 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and it's a third part of a three-part series, and we're going to be talking about our spirits, how we levitate our spirits to encourage ourselves and others to be more positive, more enlightened, and lighter, you know, happy.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, you know, really remember your spirit. People often, yeah, you know, they're working out with their bodies because you want to be cute and slim, whatever, or whatever it is that you want to do with your body. Most people are real aware, hyper aware of our meat suits a little bit more than the rest of us, you know, our mind, body, and soul. So our mind, we just use it. Oftentimes we don't think about it or how well it's working or whether it needs to detox or if maybe there's some cobwebs going on, whatever. But our mind needs to be balanced just as well as our diet, our feelings, our emotions, and also our spirit. Because when your spirit's in balance, it's given you some real bad instruction. And not that I'm into good or bad, but it's given you instruction that isn't for your highest good. So
I have something to say. When you live in the spirit, if we live in the spirit, then the physical aspect isn't so bad for us. But we don't listen to spirit all the time. Our spiritual being.
It's a
being.
Good portion of what drives our entire lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, we're hopefully going to give everyone a few ideas on how to lift their spirits up and make them there and present a little bit more than what they already are.
Mm.
A good portion of that is what Linus has been ready to do. Cleansing.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Nina Smudging. Yeah. And today I posted something on our Facebook account about connecting with the stillness in your life. That's one way you can listen to your spirit.
Yes. Through meditation is an awesome way to listen to your spirit.
Yeah.
Other people are feeling your head more often than you are. Just imagine how imbalanced that is. Lydia talked about people who say they don't have time for doing things or this or that. She said, how much TV do you watch? Do you watch 3 hours a day? She said, if you need to just take 1 hour off your TV watching to connect with your body, your spirit, your mind, or loving yourself, that gives you 365 hours a year. That still blows my mind. 1 hour. How is it that we don't believe we have that much time every day for ourselves? Mm-hmm. And that's just, that's 365. How many days is that? Does anyone know? Let's see, what is that? 365 hours, that's what, six? How many, 24 hours? Who's got a calculator?
I don't know, but that's true.
Three, six,
we need to
three,
take
six,
1 hour 24. For yourself.
Did you do it, Nina?
I'm doing it right now.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, but just even 1 hour a day. Yeah, you're right. Because we have to commune
minutes.
With ourselves to understand ourselves. And if you don't take 1 hour just to love you, it's to love you, who you are, and what you're about, spiritually,
so
mentally,
11 days,
and physically.
Nina?
That's 11 days.
Okay, 11 days on a cruise. What does that do for you?
Huh.
If you've never been on a cruise and you have been on a cruise and you've gone like 11 days, you can't even imagine what it does for your spirit. You can do those 11 days every day, just doing 1 hour a day for a whole year. And, you know, cruise to your better self. Hey, I like that.
Good analogy, Brenda.
Yeah. Or a conference.
Yeah.
You know, one of those cool conferences where you go up to the mountains and, you know, and all that. Whatever. In any 11 days, 11-day vacation. You know, it's a mini vacation, 1 hour to, you know, spend with the most important person in your life, you. 1 hour. Check it out. Find out what you find out about yourself that you just didn't know because you weren't listening.
For those that are listening, this is the Essence of Success Radio Network, and this is Psychic Readings. Our number is 646-727-2914. A couple of us from a levitating mindset have kind of taken over. We're sorry, Lannis.
No, that's okay because it's important. That
it
is important because people, yeah, people got to connect with their spiritual self. In fact, most of all, number one, love yourself. If we're not committed to, like you say, 1 hour out the week, out of the day, love yourself. Some people, that's the hardest thing for them to do. I used to, you know, ask people, do you love yourself? Do you forgive yourself? Do you thank the highest good? God, Muhammad, Buddha, whoever, but do you thank them every day for however your day may go? Nobody knows. But, you know, you're just thankful I'm here. I forgive myself. I love myself. But you got to love yourself first, because when you love yourself, then you can love other people.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, and
love yourself. Both
of you have done some really amazing things. You've manifested some amazing things in your life. Why don't you share some of those? Lennis wanted to, remember when you went to Italy?
Oh, yeah. I kept saying that when I was young. I said, I'm going to go to Italy, get with an Italian man, and possibly married. And I did go to Italy for 2 weeks. I didn't get married, but I was asked. But, no, I don't know.
Found out what it's like to be with real Italian men, see? Total control is gone.
yeah. Definitely, but I enjoyed myself.
And you had to make that decision. Do I give up my life to him or continue
to
live
my
own?
But you know one thing, too, I realized it was from a past life why it was so strong, that energy for me to go to Italy and be with an Italian man. Because when I was there, I had this overwhelming feeling I was at home. This was my home. And when I left to come back to the United States, I was crying on the plane because I was leaving my home. So the past life was still very strong in my spirit to Italy,
mm-hmm.
to my life there. So I don't know. I think sometimes when we have a real strong feeling about things, it's because something in your past life is still there waiting for either closure or completion.
Yeah, I agree. You do have a caller, Lena.
Oh, okay.
They didn't press one, though, so I don't know if they want to talk to us.
Oh, okay. Well, let me bring them on. Area code 731, you're on the line with Lena Sabrina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah. Thank you for taking my call. How is everybody?
Okay, fine. And what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah.
Sarah. Oh. I hope I'm saying this correct. Spell your name.
S-A-R-S-A-R-A-H.
Oh, okay. All right, we got you, girl. Go on with it.
Okay. Well, I have so much going on. I don't know what to ask for, so can you just give me a general go over? You tell me what do you see?
Give me something to focus on, Sarah.
That's bothering you, maybe affecting you at the moment. That's bothering you the most, or whatever.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, well, my business and my health, business, health, family.
Okay, well.
Health ought to be number one, but it's your choice because health is going to affect everything. Do you know that, Sarah, or are you constantly putting your health last?
Yeah, I know it's going to affect everything. Call myself putting it first.
You've got stomach concerns. Okay. You have something going on with your stomach or your intestines, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Happily.
You ever drink ginger tea? Have you ever drank ginger tea, raw ginger? Cut it up and put it in a cup and add hot water and let it steep for a few minutes and then drink it? I'm getting that right now that you need to drink ginger tea 3 times a day, that would help your health.
Okay.
But it's got to be raw ginger, not powdered or prefabricated. Just, peel it, cut up at least a teaspoonful and put it in a cup and steam it with hot water and then drink it. So that's what I'm picking up on your health.
Can you eat it raw?
Yeah, you can. It's just that's what they're showing me, for you to drink it as a tea 3 times a day.
Okay.
That's what they're showing me. And your stress goes to your stomach. That's another problem. Maybe that's why the ginger, they're telling me for you to drink ginger tea. But it seems like when you're stressful, it goes right to your center chakra. I mean, Nina knows better than I, but I'm seeing your stomach. And it hurts.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about yourself real quickly, Sarah. You do ignore your health, and because it scares you. And I don't know if you've been to a doctor in the last year or what, but you are actually avoiding your health by focusing on so many other things. And it's not like your health is some really horrible thing, but because you won't find out, you're actually dreaming up bigger problems. So you are focusing a lot more on work and other stuff or other people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
You're not honoring yourself at all. But this is what I'm reading off of you. It may not, you can choose to accept what I'm saying or not. It does, I'm not invested in whether I'm right or wrong. But if anything I'm saying to you means something to you, my advice to you is Yeah, you're going to probably need to pop into some kind of healthcare place because everything that you've dreamt up that seems more frightening is not that bad, but it could get bad if you don't attend to it. And your body is trying to warn you that you're out of balance.
Good. Good. I'm glad. So that's good. Yeah, go to the doctor. But remember the ginger tea. But I just see that when you get stressed, it goes boom, right to the middle of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you think it might be cancer or something down there. It's not cancer. It's just a matter of your stress is doing that to your body. You know, sometimes people think the worst, diabetes, cancer, or heart or whatever. But sometimes we are our worst enemies to our body.
Yeah.
We are ourselves. So if we think good thoughts, as we were speaking earlier, think good thoughts or be happy or think good things, of course that's going to change the cells in our body. But if we're thinking negative thoughts, then that means we're turning our body, we're turning in on our own bodies. So that would be my suggestion to use is to try, as Brenda says, stay light, keep light thoughts, and don't take things to heart. Don't let it just, you know, grasp you and take you, you know, you want to worry or think about somebody like, oh yeah, man, I'm sorry to hear that, and God bless you, hope things get better. But don't, like, 2 hours later, I wonder if things are going to work out for them, if they're going to be all right. No, you just say a prayer for them and leave it. Go on.
Yeah, but see, the whole point of doing that, what she's doing is it keeps her from having to really, it's sort of like Gone with the Wind, when what's-her-name, you know, the Scarlet decided, oh, I'll think about that tomorrow. And a lot of people, you know, actually use that sort of coping mechanism, but it doesn't always work because tomorrow might be too late. I mean, it's, you may not have cancer, but are you developing ulcers? You know, I mean, it's
But
it will make your life very difficult based on what you can eat and da-da-da-da. And then you make it worse the more you, you know, worry. So, So, you know, it's just, you have a really good mind. A really good mind. You're very smart, but you're sort of scaring yourself.
You're letting your emotions take over.
And it's okay to focus on yourself. And not in a bad, not like, oh, what is it? Instead, it's just like, start telling yourself things like this. All of this is going to work out to my highest good.
Yeah,
I have the intelligence and brilliance to make my business successful and to work for me. And other people and all their problems, the best way I can help them is to send them positive energy. One of the things I do to people when they're sick, Nina could tell you, I send healing. And I say that to them. I even put that suggestion in their mind. Remember, heal. I even tell my dogs that, heal, honey, heal. And even though people probably think, oh, yeah, that's going to do something, it's still sending that energy there. And I'm going to be sending a lot of that to you, sweetie.
Thank you. I'll receive it.
Sarah. You're actually in better position than you think. So let the monsters go and start subscribing to all the beautiful and wonderful things that are coming your way. You've laid the foundation.
Yeah.
You really have.
Let me give you another quick example, too, about your body or when you're feeling a little bit out of sorts. You know, when people get colds or the flu, I'm like this. If I feel like a cold is coming on or a flu, I know it's funny, but I'll go, the devil is a lie. No, you ain't getting here. I'm not having no cold. And, you know, I've talked myself out of being sick. And I do. By the next day, I feel fine. Because I was like, no, you're not capturing me. No. So that's one way too. You know, just like if you were talking to a friend, talk to your body. You know, you get a cramp in your leg. Talking about a cramp, you better try and smooth yourself out. I'm not hurting. What's wrong with my? What's wrong with you? You know,
yeah,
we do talk to our bodies.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We talk to our
bodies. Okay. Love yourself, Sarah. You're a great person. You're a great person. Trust me. We can read it. If Nina came on here, I bet you she'd tell you some stuff too. And Nina, she's probably already, because Nina, she's slick. She's sneaky. She's probably already sending you Reiki right now.
I am indeed.
See?
And you will be just fine, honey. It is because you're thinking the worst, and it's going, like Lennis and Brenda have said, it's going down to your stomach, and that's creating acid, and that's about all it is. So your doctor is probably going to prescribe something like Pepcid or something like that just to get rid of that acid in your stomach, and you will be just fine.
Okay. There you go. There
you
go.
That sounds good. Now, let me ask you, my rental, I'm renting this building, and I can't seem to, it's not working out. I can't, the intent is not going. There's a guy that wants it. That's an associate of mine. So I just need confirmation about just letting this place go. I'm just holding it back.
I see it's like a burden on you.
She already knows what she needs. She just wants you to tell her it's okay.
Yeah, let it go.
Let me ask you
this.
Let
it go because it's a burden.
If it were
go ahead, Brenda.
If it were me, if I were your best friend and I was in the situation you're in right now, what would you tell me to do? If I was your best
friend. Let it go. I think you better let it go.
Thank you.
Let it go. Let it
TKO.
You had the answers all along. So you trust in yourself, sweetie.
Yeah.
If I had listened to, you know, I think I allow my ego to get in the way, you know, instead of listening. And it is a burden. It is a burden. But other than that, I'm dealing with my health tomorrow. I'm going to go get that ginger. Because that was in my spirit. I needed some ginger.
Thank you for the validation.
Yeah, that was in my spirit. I was just seeing that ginger, so I got to go because I really just got out of the hospital a few days ago.
Took you a while to get in there, though, huh? Took you a while to go in there, though, right?
That I paid attention and went when I did. It was dealing with my heart.
Okay.
And the thing is that when you're past 50, you know, I'm closer to 70 than anything else, your life is not valuable to the system. And nobody never told me that I had those problems.
What? You take it, Brenda, because I'll be done got mad. You take it. Ooh.
Wow. You are accepting somebody else's bullshit. Your life is valuable because there's no one else like
purpose.
You, just like I said earlier. I don't know if you heard it. Go back and listen to it if you can. But listen, your age has nothing to do about
nothing
your
to do
work.
With it. Nope. No.
Nothing. Time, money, status, age, throw it out. Nothing to do with it. If you actually believe that, how could you believe that about all the other people that are octogenarians or whatever? When your life started to matter is when it came into being. It doesn't, even when people are long dead. Hello, Abraham Lincoln. Who doesn't love Abraham Lincoln? Not for all, but he's still affecting their life. They, you know, they hate him and they get all riled up. Look, it's got their heart going. probably helping to keep them alive with the little evil thoughts, whatever. But the point is,
right,
doesn't matter whether you're alive, you were born, whether you're 2, 25, my great-grandmother died when she was 101. She carried
yep.
on out there, and she's still affecting our lives. She's
yep.
still affecting our lives. We it, like she's just standing next to us, which she often does,
yeah.
telling us to eat more greens and things, you know, more vegetables.
More vegetables, yeah.
Listen, your life, the system, that's somebody else's mantra, and they use that to manipulate people.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you need to clean that stuff out. I don't know, listen
yeah.
to a levitating mindset, something. But you get out there and start connecting with the positive, because your
yeah.
life is only matters as much as you choose to make it matter, not someone else. They're
yeah.
not even inside you. They don't know all the things you have to offer. Most people
right.
will never, ever connect to all the incredible talents and skills and benefits that we actually offer, because we don't always connect with it. Just
right,
like
right.
use all of our brain, even though we think we do. We're not even close. So, yeah, stop that action. Here's what I say when something negative comes out of my mouth, or I start thinking something crazy like, oh, man, I could get in an accident if I act. I immediately go, cancel that. That is not my reality. That is
yep.
not. So you cancel.
And let me tell
any,
you also. Yeah, go ahead, Brenda.
Cancel any thought like that, and you tell
I
yourself
just to,
always, "I matter."
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Maya
even
Angelou,
people,
I saw
like
a quick special.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to tell her. I watched a special. Maya Angelou was on one of Oprah's master classes, wherever I happen to watch, and she said, the best time started when she was 70 years old. She said, I used to worry. She said, but 70 was great, and 80 was even better. She said, it was
wow.
even better. I was like, go on, Maya Angelou, with your bad self. But she did. She said, 70 was great. She used to worry about, oh, boy, by the time I turned. And she said, it was great, and 80 was even better. So it's your mindset. And what people, like Brenda said, don't feed into what people tell you. Feed into Sarah. What makes Sarah happy? You are valuable. Oh, my God. And you matter. And you have purpose. You have purpose. Okay. She's still there? Okay. She called back in.
Did she leave?
No. Sarah? Sarah? Hello? 731. Who is this? Area code 731. Oh, I think she got dropped. She dropped. I thought that was her calling back in, though, because I see a 731. Sarah, is that you? Who's area code 731? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever.
Right. Well, she got good stuff.
Yes, 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 she did. But Sarah, if you're still listening, I don't know what happened. The call got disconnected. But know this, if nobody's told you today that they love you, we love you. All right? I'm going to tell you right now, we love you. And you're valuable, and you do matter in this life because you have purpose. And don't let anybody tell you any different. So there, oh, she's back. Wait a minute. Sarah?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, what happened? We lost you. I see Brenda just got dropped. I don't know what happened.
Well,
but
you know.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that if nobody's told you they loved you today, we love you, and
well,
know that, and know
you.
That you matter and you have purpose. Yes.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm also a Blog Talk Radio host too. And,
oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to be. I got to blog in so I can follow you. We'll find you on Facebook, too.
Yeah, on Facebook, it's theessenceofsuccess.com. And, of course, that's my website as well, too. Now, not only my show, free psychic readings, but also Levitating Mindset, and it comes on Monday nights at 7 Central. Are you on the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm Central.
Okay, it'd be about 8 o'clock then, your time, on Monday night. And they're talking about spiritual realities and how to, you know, listen to your spirit and do great things. So you might want to check them out Monday night at 8. Now, when's your show? Share that with us. When's your show?
Well, we'll be coming up. I scheduled for the 28th to come back. I've been off air for a while. And the Great Mother, she gave me a task, and the creator of the Sabahho Foundation. And so it came out in 2003, you know, and I kept saying, you know, that's kind of hard, you know, didn't know where to go. So I can't remember exactly when I came on Blog Talk Radio. I'm thinking it's around 2007. And
okay.
I stopped in 2009 because it was really a challenging task, although, you know, the more I was searching and researching, and that's when I found the Great Mother, her existence. And it took me on another journey. So I took a sabbatical, and coming back now, because in 2015 it's very prevalent that we be, you know, it's time out for games. And the energy of the mother is so strong right now, and, you know, she's calling forth her children. And awareness, because people, they like to stay numb. They don't want to, you know, nothing is going to go forward. You know, the mothers would bring all life in, and I was having a situation with my mother. And then it came to me that the greatest thing that she did was she made a conscious choice to bring me into existence. You know, to carry me no matter what the circumstances or her feelings. And after I got here, I was covered, because to be as old as I am and to pass the experiences and seemingly in my right mind, you know, still here balanced with a desire. And from that come my daughters and my grands and my greats. So I today choose to focus only on the good, because
there you go.
If the intent is that, is the saying is, whatever you give light to, like, you know, your intention to, it grows and manifests. So if I take my intent off of the ill and put it on the will and the good and celebrate just the good in everything and everybody, including myself, then the negative side is going to have to dissipate. And that's, you know, and I call my mother, and, you know, because I had to stop talking to her because it was just so negative right after the loss of my brother. And so she asked me, and I pray for her every day, and I send love energy to her. And she said, well, why are you calling me now? I said, Mother, I've always loved you, and we've had a hard, you know, relationship. I, you know, she tells the story when I was 3 years old, I ran away from home. And I said, I love you, you know, and I respect you. And before I would say anything profane to you, I just won't talk to you. And so the 3 months during the silence, and I'm praying and sending loving energies to her, and I wrote a couple letters. It was kind of judgmental, and I said, no, this is too harsh. I'm not going to say this to my mother. And so our mother let me see the value was that she brought me into this world. And that was good. And that's what I'm going to focus on. And it don't matter anymore whether I thought she loved me or didn't love me. It's that I love myself and I love her. I respect her. I appreciate her.
And through this process, I learned the healing came in my silence of not saying anything. And so I had, you know, I went through this internal thing of, you know, these emotions and so forth, and finally settling and say, wow, it was good. He brought me here, and I appreciate her. So I feel good about that. So I have some healing to do, you know, with my daughters, and we just have to make up our mind what we are going to accept and allow. I'm not going to allow anyone to disrespect me. I'm not going to dishonor myself for the sake of someone, my mother. And, you know, if it's not good for my spirit to be around her because of her energy, I have to protect myself.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know.
Which Nina mentioned that earlier, too, to protect yourself from white light. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, and that's, I think I saw, you know, that movie, The Tales of Sarah Connor, and that demon had came into, you know, incarnated his mother. And they were running or hiding or whatever. And, you know, she was crying out to him, I'm over here. But she said something, and when you know somebody, you know, that knowing, and it didn't fit right. And so, you know, and he didn't get caught up, because if he had went there, their illusion, that's my mother. But the spirit there is not, that's not my mother. You know what I'm saying? And so to go get drawn into that and, you know, then be in another state, and it's like, why did I do this? Now I'm caught up in this, and now you got to deal with all this other nonsense. So sometimes other people don't understand it, but for your own sanity and protection, you have to draw back with respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Well, I think that, am I there, Lennis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I believe in my heart that when we move towards judgment, and it's hard, it's one of those things that will seep in and you're not even paying attention. Every time you drive down the road and somebody makes a maneuver that you think is crazy, and you look in that car to see who they are, you know, what race are they, what sex are they, I mean, gender are they, what is it? You're looking in there to see, even if, like, they're wearing a hat, people with hats drive like idiots. All that is judgment, and judgment comes from a need to control others. And the need to control others comes from conditional love. And we are to unconditionally love people. In other words, when the people that we choose to love do things that we don't particularly care for, or it's not our way, then it's just who they are. And having them be exactly like us means the world would be a really pathetic, creepy place. Because I don't want to meet 8 billion other Brendas. I one of the reasons that people I don't agree with, I honor them, because it tells me that they care enough about themselves not to just agree with everything I got to say. And that means they're more likely to be honest with me, because they don't care about whether I like them or not. And I know that sounds sort of like the antithesis of it's time to be over. But
I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, we're coming.
Yeah, just try to be unconditional with your love. Even if you don't agree with them. I mean, you may call and it's like, oh, Mom, I got to go, when she starts to do something that you don't agree with. And But silence may not be interpreted the same way you are trying to put it out there. So that might work against you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And much love to you.
Much love to you, Sarah. Thank you so much for calling, and we wish you the best for your show as well. Well, we got 40 seconds. I want to say thank you, Brenda, for being with us today. Thank you, Miss Nina, always, our moderator in the chat room and psychic Reiki master and psychic and Brenda, her numerology, as well as her psychicness. So we had a good day today. This is more of an informative show today, and I really appreciate that. So thank you, everybody.
And we appreciate
everybody.
You being here, Lennon, because you're providing this service. You help a lot of people. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Brenda, and thank you, Miss Nina. Y'all have a good week, and you know that you are loved.